This is Marketplace Weekend. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. 6 months ago, Hurricane Maria made landfall in Puerto Rico. According to the official death toll, 64 people lost their lives, though other counts put the total at closer to 1,000. The storm also knocked out power and destroyed homes. Thousands of people left the island, but others stayed.
My investment is here. My child was born here. My family is here. My home is here. So that's why I haven't considered it yet.
That's Michelle Rodriguez. She's the executive director of Niños de Nueva Esperanza in the neighborhood of Sabana Seca, about 15 miles outside San Juan. It provides services to young children, and after Maria, their families too. When we visited her back in November, piles of debris lined the streets and blue tarps flapped in the breeze on rooftops. And Michelle was trying to figure out how to keep her center open.
We are a nonprofit, so we depend on activities to fundraising. And those activities were the major activities that we do in the year were canceled because of the emergency state. So that gives us like another challenge because we do pay people from the community to work with us.
So how are things now? We got Michelle Rodriguez on the line. Cell service is still a little patchy, but the good news is her center received grants for air conditioning and painting. And it seems the hurricane has brought some positives.
For us, like nonprofits, I believe there has been an opening of opportunities that maybe weren't there before. Grants that are made from companies, big companies that are not necessarily based on Puerto Rico. An example could be MCS. I give that one because it is new for us.
Medical card
systems.
The
ones that reach out to us, like telling us, you know what, we have this budget specific to MCS Foundation that could be available for your organization in response of the situation of Maria, right? Another donation that we received was Unidos por Puerto Rico. United for Puerto Rico Fund?
Yeah.
It's been an opportunity for us.
It sounds like a lot of the nonprofit groups are working together, that maybe one kind of positive thing from the hurricane is some of the outside money coming to these nonprofits like yours.
Yeah. And I think it's creating a space for us to be visible, because many of us have been working hard for many, many years and never be spoken of before. So I think that is one big opportunity that has been given to us, and also the opportunity to create new alliances, even. When we are nonprofits working in the community, many of us didn't work together as we should. So now that is a possibility. Hmm. And I think it's a good thing for us also.
When Sabana Seca is not a wealthy place, it's a low-income community. And when we talked, you were worried about, you know, what might happen there kind of economically. How is it right now?
Well, it still is a low-income community. I'm still worried about the population specifically because we have been seeing that the people that get prepared go out but not necessarily return to their community to give back to the community. So we have a lot of elderly people or disabled people, and that economically it doesn't look well for the community because they are not they cannot provide as we would need specifically in the economics, may I say?
Yeah.
So it's a little bit hard.
So are people leaving?
Some people, yeah. And the people that leave actually are the people, the young people or prepared people that can give back to the community. So that is a challenge for us.
Before I let you go, how are you doing?
Well, I think I'm fine. In that way, like a service provider, I feel great. I feel good. I know I can continue giving to our community, and that's a good thing. But as an individual, right, a human being, I feel tired because the time and the mental work that we had to put in all of these months have been overwhelming.
Michelle Rodriguez, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us.
Thank you for calling me, and thank you for having me to share our story. So it's been a pleasure.